I would like to ask delegations to take their seats so we can resume our meeting. Thank you very much for your patience. It took a little bit longer than half an hour, but those of you who have done multilateral diplomacy for some time realize that in most of the conferences, that's what happens on the last day. The distinguished ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran asked for the suspension of the meeting when we were on the last paragraph of the procedural report, paragraph 35. And since this paragraph of the procedural report covers the summary report of the chair, as it was mandated by the meeting of state parties in December, and though the text is quoted in the last paragraph, I would like to orally also repeat that this chair summary report is under my own responsibility, and I quote, for consideration of delegations ahead of the review conference, without prejudice to perspectives, recommendations, conclusions, and proposals presented by delegations, or that prejudges the final outcome of the review conference. End of quotation. The summary report was circulated yesterday along with the draft procedural report. As I already said before we suspended the meeting, the summary report will be annexed to the final procedural report and will be issued in all official languages. As I have stated on several occasions, the summary report has been prepared under my responsibility and will therefore be not a text to be negotiated and agreed on by state parties. However, I am ready to give delegations the opportunity to comment on the report if they so wish. I would only like to add that I did my utmost to reflect all proposals tabled during the meeting in a balanced manner by also keeping the reports concise with a view to facilitating our preparations for the review conference itself. So with that, I turn to the distinguished ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran. His delegation ready to make a statement on behalf of NAM? Ambassador, you have the floor.